Lebanon's most powerful armed group and is committed to Israel's destruction. With its vast arsenal of rockets and thousands of fighters who gained combat experience in Syria's civil war.
The full extent of Hamas atrocities is becoming clearer, says CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Hamas terrorists went door to door, slaughtering anyone they could find, including babies and children. Renana and her family spent 16 hours hiding.
What did you see when you finally left the shelter?
I tried not to walk around as much as possible. I don't know if many people can understand, but the smell, it smelled like war and bad news and tears.
The White House says at least 22 Americans were killed in the attacks and 17 are unaccounted for. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise won the nomination to be Speaker of the House Wednesday, but CBS's Nicole Killian says it doesn't appear he has enough Republican votes to actually become Speaker yet.
Steve Scalise is going to need 217 votes to be able to win as Speaker. He's unlikely to get any support from Democrats. They plan to stay in lockstep with their own leader, Hakeem Jeffries, which really means that Steve Scalise has to find the votes within his party.
A former top executive at Sam Bankman-Fried's cryptocurrency hedge fund is blaming him for corrupting her values, says CBS's Errol Barnett.
She was very clear and direct. I mean, this 28-year-old, typically soft-spoken woman, when asked by the prosecution what happened, pointed at Sam Bankman-Fried in the courtroom and said, "He directed me to commit these crimes." She's already pleaded guilty to what prosecutors are alleging, these allegations of defrauding customers of FTX, defrauding customers of Alameda Research.
Caroline Ellison admitted she doctored balance sheets. There's a big voluntary recall underway at Family Dollar because some products weren't stored properly, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The extensive list includes popular items like Crest and Colgate toothpastes, Listerine, Pepto-Bismol, Vicks Vapor Rub, and more. The FDA said the products were sold at stores in more than 20 states between June 1st and October 4th.
You can return the recalled items for a full refund. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith says she and her husband, actor Will Smith, have lived completely separate lives since 2016. She told NBC News they are essentially divorced without it being official. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. a public service announcement brought to you by Wild Aid.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good Wednesday morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We are here with Greg Bach on the board. And Greg, we're going to have a very special guest joining us at 10:30 on the StreamYard link. So if you watch us live on the stream, either on Facebook or on Twitter or on, I guess, Instagram, TikTok, all those places, you're going to want to be watching because Kristen is going to be joining us at 10:30. And hopefully, if everything goes well, you will get a glimpse of little Frankie Lou.
Yay.
We were texting about this last night and I said, are we going to, you know, are you going to share Frankie Lou? And she said, well, as long as she's not having a meltdown. And I said, that never happens. And she sent me a picture. They had a little baby sized cheese head.
Yeah.
On Francis. She wasn't having it.
Not a fan. I saw the picture.
Not a fan of the cheese heads.
Not a fan.
Yeah. So she was pitching a little fit. So we'll see if Frankie Lou plays along. But I would encourage you to watch us on the stream anytime, but especially today from 10:30 to 11. When the new mom joins us, we're going to give her a little news quiz, see how well she's been checked in. Probably not very well.
It's just fine.
For the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to talk baby things. So that's coming up at 10:30. First, though, we're going to start out with something, obviously, that's at the top of the news. The war in Israel, The actions by Gaza right now, the death toll is over 2,200, including 14 Americans. President Biden did make a big speech on this yesterday that was covered by all the major networks. Among the things he said, in this moment, we must be crystal clear. The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have. That was among the statements by President Biden yesterday. And as I was looking at different articles and reading different pieces about this, there is an article in The Atlantic, and we will have a link to this article in our show notes after the show is over. And it's written by a man called Amir Tibon, and he and his wife and two young daughters, who are both under five, survived the attack on Saturday. They live in a border town right on the border with Gaza, and this just really stuck out at me, so I just want to share a brief portion of this article of what they went through and Amir's view of how we need to look at this. Here's what he said, part of what he said. We kept our part of the contract. We lived on the border. We went through difficult situations sometimes with mortars and the use of incendiary devices to set fires in the fields. If you live in a place like Nahal Oz, you wake up every morning and you know there are people on the other side of the border who want to kill you and your children. So the contract was, we protect the border and the state protects us. And this government, which is the worst government in the history of the state of Israel, led by a corrupt, dysfunctional, and egotistic man who sees only himself, Benjamin Netanyahu, has failed us. There were warning signs that this will happen. The military and the intelligence agencies warned Israel's neighbors were seeing the internal divide in the country over the government's disastrous plan to eliminate the powers of the judiciary. There were reports coming out as we speak that Egyptian intelligence warned Netanyahu days ago that Hamas was planning something massive on the border. The way that the events of the day unfolded is the worst failure in the history of the state of Israel. People like my father and other retired officers had to come down to save citizens. These are men in their 70s to try and save their own families and others. Meanwhile, the military is falling apart. All the civilian infrastructure that is supposed to support the military and society in such an event is also not functioning. Listen, right now we have to win this war. We have to destroy Hamas. We have to make it impossible for them to ever, ever again conduct anything that is even close to what happened on Saturday. No country in the world can allow something like this to happen to its citizens and just go back to business as usual. I feel very bad for the people of Gaza. I am heartbroken. But this was our 9/11. Again, that's from an article in The Atlanta from a man called Amir Tiban. He and his wife and two young daughters surviving the attack by Hamas on Saturday. And again, we will link the entire article in our show notes after the show wraps up. But it's heartbreaking and tragic in so many different ways. So many different ways. And Todd Alba, when he joined us on Monday, said that there are rules of war. Does anyone ever actually follow rules of war? Is there anything civilized about war? I don't know. I think calling it rules of war is a misnomer. I don't see that there are any rules. And all I know is that we will have to keep watch on this and see what develops. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination. And I think, unfortunately, that the humanitarian crises that are going to stem from this are going to be ongoing and long-term. So that's where we are with that. Switching gears a little bit, Greg Bach.
Yes.
We're going to go over to Congress.
It's like my favorite place.
And a couple of things that are going on in Congress. Well, today, the Republicans are meeting in a closed-door meeting to talk about who's going to be the next speaker, Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise.
Wait, I'm not on the list?
I don't think you're on the list.
Man, that's not cool.
I know. It's kind of shocking. But they apparently all had to put their cell phones in envelopes and leave them outside of the room so there would be no leaks.
Gosh.
Because they're also trustworthy.
Yeah, I was going to say they're not going to walk out that door and be like, well, guess what we talked about.
Right. But the other thing that broke that just stood out to me yesterday, Representative George Santos.
Oh, Skippy.
And we've talked about him several times. George Santos, elected Republican from New York, in all kinds of trouble already for alleged fraud and other naughty things. Now, other naughty things. Greg.
He's the naughtiest congressman in D.C.
Is he the naughtiest? I don't know.
No, I doubt that.
He's just the most prominent one that we're talking about right now. So he is now facing 10 new federal charges, including allegations of stealing donors' identities and running up fraudulent credit card charges. He charged donors' credit cards without their authorization for personal gain, allegedly falsified records, created and submitted false campaign reports listing non-existent loans, and fabricated and stole campaign contributions. And he says, I'm not resigning today. He said that today.
Yeah, he didn't do it, Jane.
I'm pleading innocent to all the charges. I'm not stepping down. It's all good. Bring it on. And I haven't heard one Republican come out and say anything against him. Like, I don't know, maybe you should resign.
And they won't. They're not going to. That's not their way of doing it. They hide their heads in the sand and hope it goes away. Either he resigns and walks away or people just forget.
I don't know that people are going to forget.
Well, no, I don't think so either. I mean, this is going to be, if he makes it to reelection, which, I mean, at this point.
Who's going to donate to his campaign? Here, George, here's my credit
card.
Here's cash, because I don't want you to have my card.
I mean, it comes down to, I mean, this party, the GOP, is a reflection of their leader. Whether they like it or not, Donald Trump is their leader. It is this absolute inability to admit wrong, to admit fault, to admit because it's weakness. And therefore, if any one of their any other members of the party do that, I think the only person who stood up to him was Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney isn't running again because he can't survive in this party, in this formation. So with Senator Menendez,
who is a Democrat.
He has been accused of naughty things as well.
Oh, like finding gold bars and $430,000 in cash in his home that he said he just did that because, well, I don't know, he likes to bank at home. Okay.
I have my own branch. It's under my bed.
It's the Menendez branch of the Menendez Bank.
There he is.
But there does seem to be different standards for Democrats and Republicans when it comes to being caught doing naughty things.
Yeah.
When this news about Menendez broke, it was almost instantaneous that there were calls for him to either, he's got to get off of some of these committees for one thing.
Yeah.
And also calls that he should resign. And granted, he said too, I'm innocent. I'm not pleading guilty. I'm not going to resign. But at least some members of his own party were like, this is bad.
Yeah,
it's a bad reflection on the party.
The senator from his own state, Cory Booker, said he should resign. And now, here's the thing is, the Democrats have said this. Has Menendez resigned? No.
No.
And when Al Franken got in trouble, Democrats said you should resign. He resigned. I mean, I'm sure Al Franken is probably like, in today's climate, he could have weathered this storm.
Absolutely.
But the Republicans do nothing because they can't lose any ranks because they're going to lose that seat. If he backs out and they have to run a special election, the Democrats would probably end up winning that seat because the Democrats would take it seriously.
Right. I just find it interesting that there are completely different rules when it comes to accountability. If you want to check in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And then I also want to remind folks about Donald Trump's good friend and advisor, Steve Bannon.
What'd he do?
And what Steve Bannon did to Trump supporters and then got pardoned for it. Because again, that's all apparently just fine.
Well, you said the rules. I think we should rework that. It's not the rules, it's the expectations. We had expectations for a long time. Someone did something like this, they would step down. That's no longer, the expectations are no longer being met. Because they don't have to be, because there are no consequences unless you get to the final step, which is a trial.
And even then, in some instances, people were found guilty of crimes and they were pardoned by Trump on his way out the White House door.
Yep.
844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kicking around Republican Congressman George Santos, who is now facing a bunch more charges about stealing donors' credit cards and defrauding them and all kinds of just, you would think, typically unelectable things, but apparently not. So we're just looking at different ways and how The Democrats and the Republicans hold their members accountable. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack is on the phone. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Yeah, this Republican Party is really something else. First of all, they're damaging our international credibility by pulling this. I guess I can't use that word on the air.
We'd rather you didn't.
Thanks, Jack.
pulling this Speaker of the House thing, they can't do anything. So basically, they paralyzed our government in the House. In the Senate, we've got hundreds, literally, of military advancements that are being held up by one senator.
Yep.
We also do not have an ambassador to Israel, even,
right?
Because that person hasn't been approved. And this party is just, I've been saying this for years. The Republican Party's philosophy of governing is this: break the government and blame the Democrats. And it's been that way for decades.
You're absolutely right, Jack. And I want to say it was PJ O'Rourke who has the famous quote, "Republicans do nothing but complain about how the government is broken, and then they get elected and they prove it."
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you so much for the call, Jack. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Thanks.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. What do you think about this?
Good morning. You know, as far as the Republicans, it's Yukon Looney Tunes doesn't have cartoons as crazy as the Republicans. Their best candidate, their number one man, 91 felonies. Now let's go to the Speaker of the House. The guy they want for Speaker of the House has had a subpoena hanging over his head for over 300-plus days and refuses to answer. This is the best they come up with. This is not the worst. This is their best. If that's their best, somebody help me out. What's the worst? I really don't understand. You know, I know what bad is, and they can prove it, but tell me who's worse than the people they even want elected. Half of them are criminals. They talk about the illegals. There's more illegals in Congress. If you look at the congressional record, of these guys took an oath to defend our country against foreign and domestic terror. They tore that up within days of taking the oath, and they voided the oath. Our problem is, though, for that bunch of goofballs, we have some inactive people that are waiting forever to take action and say, you people can't even run. Where is those people speaking? They're not even eligible, according to our Constitution or oath of office, to run for office. As they say in the court, I rest my case. Thanks so much for letting me speak.
Always, always love having you join the show, Bill. Thank you so very much. We have a new caller. Terry from Stevens Point is on the line. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
What do you think of Joe Biden giving terrorist groups $6 billion taxpayer dollars?
Okay, Terry, that didn't happen, and we talked about that yesterday, and that's not American taxpayer money. That $6 billion was money that South Korea paid to Iran for oil. So that is not that's just not applicable to this discussion, and we're actually talking about George Santos right now, and Steve Bannon. I do want to get some of this in real quickly about Steve Bannon because we're coming up against a break. President Trump gave a full pardon to Steve Bannon right before he left office after Bannon was charged and three others with defrauding donors of more than $1 million as part of a fundraising campaign purportedly to support Trump's border wall. So just think about that. Bannon, through a nonprofit under his control, allegedly used more than $1 million from We Build the Wall to cover hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bannon's personal expenses. As Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said at the time, Steve Bannon is getting a pardon from Trump after defrauding Trump's own supporters into paying for a wall that Trump promised Mexico would pay for. And if that all sounds crazy, that's because it is. So again, I think it's glaringly obvious that the two parties treat accountability far differently.
I think it also says something that for the second day in a row, someone called up with a boldly false claim because that's all they have are these, well, what do you think about? It's not true, so we're not going to think about it. Right. Thank you.
Right. And again, it's something that we addressed yesterday. And if you check more than one news source, you will likely find that information. Again, that this was not $6 billion in taxpayer money that President Biden just gave to Iran. That's not accurate.
I don't want to read.
You don't want to read. Well, reading is hard. I know.
It's fundamental.
Reading is fundamental and requires, I don't know, comprehension and things like that. Okay, we are going to move on. On the other side of the break, we have the news coming up in just a couple of minutes. When we come back, new mom Kristen Bry will be joining us. If you're not watching on the stream, I highly encourage you to do so. She's going to be joining us from home, and hopefully at some point in the next half hour, we will get a glimpse of little Frankie Lou. That's coming up. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
To As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we have two very special guests who are joining us. And if you're watching the live stream, you're in for a treat. Kristen Bry and Francis Louise. Good morning. How are you both?
We're both doing pretty well. She just ate, so she's awake but calm.
She's very
calm. She's pretty calm in general.
The picture you texted me last night of her wearing that little infant-sized cheese hat and she's screaming was hilarious.
Less of a fan of the hat.
Yeah.
Less of a fan of actually getting her diaper changed, but that's about it.
Really?
Otherwise, she's pretty chill otherwise.
Now, I just saw her Sunday and she looks bigger already.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, she was born, she was a peanut at 6 pounds and 13 ounces when she was born, and we're going in for a 2-week checkup on Thursday tomorrow, and I'm like, this kid's definitely back to her birth weight, if not and then some, because she's feeling heavier. But then I like look at pictures like on the live stream right now, but she's still a peanut.
She's a little bean.
The cliche is true, is like they change really quickly.
Well, and that's why, are you getting anything done? Because even when I was there to see you on Sunday, just watching her face is fascinating. I could watch her face for hours. Just, you wonder what they're thinking. You know, you can't have any memories yet, you know, and her eyebrows are doing different things, and then she smiles, or then she frowns, or she looks disgusted by something. And it's hours of entertainment.
Hours of entertainment. Yeah. It's wild how quickly, who was it that gave us the advice on, when Mike was on the last day before I left for maternity leave, that with the days are long, but the years are short. But even the days feel short right now, because it's one of the busiest but most bored times in that, you know, like you have these plans of getting certain stuff done during the day, and then all of a sudden it's like 3 p.m. And you're like, whoa, wait, what? And so now, especially with daylight savings coming up, when all of a sudden it's going to start getting dark even earlier, I think it's just going to be a total like mind trip as far as how quickly the days go. But she's like, what did I actually do today? Because I'd stare at her and change diapers and pull my boob out a lot.
That could be the title of a book.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's your advice to a new mom. You're going to just stare at your child and pull your boob out a lot.
Pull your boob out.
Well, do you want to do the quiz first?
Sure.
All
let's
right.
talk about what I've, it's a really weird time. Like when your job normally is to talk about the news. This is a really weird time to not be talking about the news. And I have very mixed feelings on whether it's like the best time to not have to have a take. Because it's like the things that I do know as far as what I have like through osmosis and just, again, when my boob's out, I'm typically scrolling through my phone. But like, you know, typically I'm, everything becomes, all right, what do I actually think about this? Because I have to talk about this. But the fact that at the state level, the country level, and the world level of how much craziness is happening right now, I think it's a good thing that I'm just like, just stare at your baby. Just stare at your baby.
Just look at her eyebrows for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it'll, it'll keep you company.
Do you hear about what's going on in Israel? My baby's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we made this pretty easy for you because it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we didn't want to make it too hard for you. So this is our first round of What Did I Miss with Kristen Bry. Here we go. Question number one. Which former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice informed Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that impeaching newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz basically has no basis in reality? Was it A, Jeanine, what?
I said shocker.
I know, right? A, Jeanine Gieske, B, David Prosser, C, Judge Judy, or D, Patience Rogenczyk?
I know this because I listened to the show this week. It is David Prosser.
Well done. All right. She's got the first one.
I brought sound effects.
Nice. Impressive. All right, Kristen, on to question number two. New Mom News Quiz. Which Republican governor is in some hot water over the purchase of a $19,000 podium? A, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. B, Illinois' Rod Blagojevich. C, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. D, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Wait, a $19,000 podium?
Yes, it's being called podium. It's being called Podium Gate.
Is it like encrusted with diamonds? Like what makes a podium $19,000?
She purchased it from a friend who owns a podium company.
Well, so that's a clue. So it takes down two of the Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
It is.
Wow. Yep. That one is a total guess. I had not heard okay.
All right.
Okay. There's still details out there that are floating around, and there's still a lot of questions to be answered. But from what I understand, the state of Arkansas purchased this $19,000 podium from a friend of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and some reporter caught wind of it and asked for some open records, and they changed the date on some things after that happened. So,
whoops.
Yeah, that's kind of a, shouldn't do that.
What an oopsie doodles.
Oopsie doodles, that's bad. All right, you weren't.
Like, we knew we weren't supposed to be doing that.
And now we know for sure. Yeah, okay. Number three, you're 2-for-2 right now. You're doing great. Which one of the following is running to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? Is it A, Jim Jordan, B, Paul Gosar, C, Andy Biggs, or Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, because Groot is arguably a better speaker than any of the other options that we have?
Good answer. I know this one. Well, it's Jim Jordan. And then is the other one still Scalise?
Yep. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise.
Is there anyone else? Has anyone else joined?
No one else has joined. They are meeting behind closed doors today. And they all had to turn in their phones because apparently nobody trusts each other from not tweeting out or Xing out what's going on in this super secret session. And even with just the two of them, from what I've been reading this morning, it doesn't sound like there's any guarantee that either of them are going to get enough votes.
They even asked Matt Gaetz, and he's like, I don't know, whoever is the best. And you're the guy who engineered this whole thing.
Whoever's the best? Yeah. Oh, God. I just saw something on scrolling through Instagram at like 3 a.m. last night. Nancy Mace like showed up with like a scarlet letter like red tape that she put on her white tee from like the Gap and was like, oh, I've been wearing this all week. It's like, didn't you just put this on yourself?
Like, well, and her whole thing is she did that because I'm a woman and I've been saying unpopular things. So that gives you a scarlet letter.
Sorry, Lauren Bober just called, said, get in line, pal.
Yeah, hold my beer. Yeah.
We can pass out so many A's, that would take an entire day. If you are just joining us, new mom Kristen Bry is here with Frances Louise, and I highly encourage you to jump on one of our live streams. You can find us live on Facebook and Twitter, and what's the other one, Kristen? Instagram?
TikTok? No, we can do, it's YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook for the live stream.
All right, so make sure you check it out while we have little Frances. And she's being really good.
She's being really good. She's actually, you could, from this angle, she looks like she's sleeping, but she's just staring at me.
Cool. Is she focusing yet?
She focuses on these high contrast cards, which is pretty cool to watch her go from like a little cross-eyed to actually focusing. That's a little like, and then she's like, oh yeah, I can actually see that.
I can only imagine how big your face must look to her, you know?
Probably, especially when I get very close.
Very close, exactly. All right, on to the next question. Which Republican member of the House is accused by a member of his own party of showing off pictures of women he'd had sex with on the House floor and also bragging on the House floor about his use of erectile dysfunction drugs so he could, quote, go all night? Is it A, Glenn Grothman, B, Patrick McHenry, C, Matt Gaetz, or D, Chip Roy?
I had not heard this story yet, but I'm just educated guess. We're going to go with Matt Gaetz.
That is correct. Yes. And
Glenn Grothman.
Is that a recent story? I feel like that's been news.
That came out. Well, another congressman came out after.
A Republican.
Last week when he helped oust McCarthy, he brought it back into the world.
Because you're right, Kristen. That's a story from a couple of years ago. I can remember hearing about this at least 2 years ago, that Gaetz would bring pictures of his dates or whatever in various stages of nudity on the House floor and show them off to his buddies, other members of the House, like they got their own little frat boy thing going on.
We did have an extra point, though.
We do. We do have an extra point. If you can tell us how Matt Gaetz said he ingested the erectile dysfunction drugs.
Oh, the fact that you've suggested it, that it would not be orally, makes me think that it's probably anally.
No,
that's not it.
Well, it was, he crushed them and would chase them with a energy drink.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so I was a little off.
That sounds about right, right? Well, you are doing really, really good on this quiz. We only have one more question left. Which celebrity does not share Frankie Lou's birthday of September 28th? Is it A?
Ooh.
Is it A, Naomi Watts, B, Mira Sorvino, C, Groot, or D, Bridget Bardot?
Is the third one Groot again?
Yes.
All right, it's Groot.
It is
I don't
Groot.
Think Groot has a birthday.
That is correct.
I did not have a